What is going on, and welcome back to Omnia Talks. I'm your host, Ryan, and this is episode 3, The False Division. In today's episode, we're diving deep into the ways division is manufactured, how it's been used to weaken us, separate us, and to keep us from seeing the truth, that we are stronger together than apart. We're exploring the idea of unity over separation, and how the us versus them mentality is just an illusion, one that distracts us from our shared humanity. So let me ask you this. What if we stopped fighting? What if we started listening to one another, truly hearing each other, instead of dividing into camps? Who would you be if we embraced the idea that we are one? Let's dive in, because the time to bridge the gaps and come together is now. Somewhere along the line, humanity forgot we are one family. We began to see ourselves through lines on maps, lines of belief, lines of skin color, lines of status. But those lines were never real. They were drawn. We fell for the illusion that we are separate. Separate from each other, from nature, and from God. And in that illusion, we built walls around our hearts and called them identities. But the truth has always been the same. Beneath all of it, we are one energy, one consciousness, expressing itself through billions of different faces. I remember looking around one day and realizing how much time and energy we waste fighting people we don't even know, because someone told us we're different. But when you strip it all down, the anger, the fear, the labels, you start to see people for what they really are. They are reflections of the same source, trying to remember who they are. The illusion of separation has always been humanity's greatest trick. But once you see it for what it is, you can't unsee it. And that's where the real awakening begins. Everywhere you look, there's always a side to choose. Us versus them. It's in the news, it's in politics, and it's in every scrolling feed we see. The message is the same. Pick a side, because a divided people can be controlled, but a united people cannot be stopped. It's no accident. This division is not naturally it's not a natural occurrence. It's manufactured. Think about it. If you can make people believe that they are different, you can make them fight. Keep them distracted and build systems of power that thrive off of the conflict they create. And that's just the game. Keep us divided. Keep us in fear. Keep us from seeing the truth, that when we stand together, nothing can break us. The media amplifies this, politics fuel it, and social media strokes it. Every post, every headline, every soundbite is designed to pull us apart, making us believe that our neighbor is our enemy, or that the other group is out to get us. But here's the spiritual truth. Separation is an illusion. Oneness is the only truth. In reality, we're all connected, one fabric of existence, weaving together. But if we stay focused on what makes us different, we'll never see that. The systems in power know this. They know that when we remember we're one, we reclaim our power, and they fear that more than anything. I see it every day, not just in media or politics, but even in our personal relationships. We're taught that we have to be right, that our view is the only view. But that's the game. It's a trap. And when we step back and say, wait, we're all just humans doing our best, suddenly those walls come down. The more we fight, the more we play into their narrative. But when we unite, we create something stronger than any division they can create. That's the truth. The truth is, unity doesn't just make us stronger. It's a threat to the status quo. And that's why the divide is pushed so hard, to keep us from seeing our true power. Underneath it all, we all want the same things. We want to be seen for who we truly are. We want to feel safe in this world, not just physically, but emotionally and spiritually as well. And most of all, we want to be loved. It's simple, isn't it? These are human essentials: the need to belong, the need to feel understood, the need for connection. Now think about it. If we all want these same things, how is it possible that we've allowed ourselves to be divided over things like race, politics, or belief? Could it be that we've been distracted by the surface, by labels and by judgments that aren't truly who we are? You know, I believe that our core, we're all made of the same thing, the same essence, the same divine consciousness that moves through every living thing. The soul doesn't care about skin color, borders, or political opinions. It only knows vibration and only knows truth. And truth is that we are one. One being expressing itself in infinite forms. The soul at its deepest level recognizes itself in every other soul, whether that soul is in a different body, a different place, or even a different time. I really feel that the energy that we put into the world, the vibration of love, peace, or even fear, is the truest thing about us. It transcends time and space. Every time we meet another person, we are actually meeting a reflection of ourselves. Sure, we might have different experiences, different perspectives, but deep down, in the very heart of our being, we share the same desires, the same longings, the same divine spark. And that's the thing. Once I started to seeing everyone as a reflection of my own essence, it completely shifted how I approached conflict, or even how I showed love to others. So when we judge someone for their choices, or separate ourselves from them because some difference, we are only separating ourselves from our own essence. And when we remember this, we remember the truth that we are all connected. We begin to dissolve the walls that we've built. We begin to heal the illusion of separation. Think about this. What if we started seeing each other through the eyes of the soul? What if we looked at each person not just as a stranger or as another, but as an extension of our own being? What would that change in the world if we started to love not just the people that we agree with, but every soul we encountered? Would we be able to finally come together, not because we're the same, but because we know at a deeper level that we are the same? It's time. It's time to remember that we are one. Not just a concept, but as a truth that we feel in our bones, in our hearts, and in our souls. The truth is simple. Underneath all the noise, we are the same. And when we remember that, we unlock the power to heal, unite, and live from a place of love and not fear. So who benefits when we forget that truth? When we fight instead of listen? When we allow ourselves to be divided over things that don't matter in the grand scheme of things? It's a question we need to ask ourselves, because the answer isn't always obvious. The truth is, the ones who benefit from division are the same ones who control us. They're the ones who profit from our fear, our confusion, and our distractions. It's the politicians who pit us against each other, making us believe that the other side is the enemy. It's the corporations that thrive on our insecurities, constantly feeding us ads that tell us we need more, that we're not enough. It's the systems of power, whether political, economic, or social, that keeps us fighting over resources, ideas, and values. So we're too busy to question the bigger picture. Because as long as we're fighting over what divides us, we're not looking at who really is pulling the strings here. We're not asking the important questions. Like, why do certain people always seem to profit from our division? Why do we always end up at war? Why does the system need us to be at odds with each other? Think about it. Think about it. Every time we're divided by race, by class, by politics, by religion, someone profits. Wars are fought over resources, but it's not the soldiers who benefit. It's the corporations that sell weapons and rebuild after the destruction. It's the media that thrives on the chaos, feeding us constant updates, keeping us in a state of fear and depression. And when we're busy hating each other, we don't have the energy to question the structures that keep us down. We don't have the clarity to see that people who divide us are really the ones who control the narrative. They don't want us to unite because unity is power. Power that can't be manipulated, controlled, or bought. Now think about this. What happens when we wake up to the game they've been playing? What happens when we start reacting to the division they've created? What happens when we stop fighting and start listening? Understanding and connecting. Here's what happens. We start to take back our power. Because once you stop reacting, they lose control. Once you see the illusion, they can no longer manipulate you. Awareness breaks the spell. It's like the moment in a movie where the protagonist realizes they're not a part of the story. They are the ones who change it. It's like realizing you've been playing a game with rules you didn't make. And once you see the rules, you can break them. The moment you wake up, you take back your power. When we realize that we are the ones in control of our consciousness, not the politicians, not the corporations, not the media, that's when everything shifts. That's when we can unite. That's when we can make a real difference. The ones who thrive on division are afraid of this. They are afraid of awakened, united people. Because a united people don't need to be controlled. A united people can create their own futures. And that's the last thing they want. We see in today how media outlets spin every political issue as a battle. Left versus right, Democratic versus Republican, liberal versus conservative. But it's the corporations, the elites, the people who stay in control, profiting from our division. I remember when I started to see through the illusion. It felt like stepping out of a fog. Suddenly, I wasn't fighting to prove myself or pick a side. I was free. Liberated. So what happens when we start to see through the illusion? When we stop defending sides and start defending the truth? What happens when we stop reacting to the world the way that we've been taught and start responding from a place of clarity and love? The world begins to change, and it changes within us first. Because when we wake up to the truth, we realize the illusion was never real. It was something we created, something we were fed from the moment that we could understand the world around us. It was an illusion built on fear, on scarcity, and on division. But the moment we can see for what it is, we start to reclaim our power. We stop giving our energy away to the false narratives, to the stories that separate us. Imagine what happens when we choose to see beyond the labels, beyond the separation. When we stop fighting over who's right and who's wrong, what if we started working together as one? What if we started listening, really listening to each other? Not to respond, but to understand. In that space of true listening, we find common ground. And that's when we see unity rising. Not just in the world, but in our hearts. Imagine a world where we no longer see each other as them, but as us. A world where consciousness is rising because we've stopped fighting over who's more awake or who has the truth? The world where people work together to create, to heal, to build a future, not out of fear, but out of love and purpose. I've seen this in my own life. When people come together with open hearts, with no agenda except to help each other, the energy shifts. It's like you can feel the unity in the room, and that's when the real magic happens. That's when the awakening, it's the realization that we are all in this together. It's understanding that love, not logic, is the most powerful force on earth. When we act from love, we heal. When we listen with love, we understand. And when we stop trying to be right, we start to be real. When I let go of being right, when I stop defending my position, I didn't realize that I didn't need to be right in the first place. I just needed to be open. I truly believe that this world doesn't need more arguments. I'm sure many can agree with that. It needs more listening, more compassion, more willingness to see the other person's humanity. We've been taught that conflict drives change. But what I've learned is that love heals that. It's love that connects. And when we choose love, we can't help but break down the walls of separation. Because love doesn't recognize borders. It doesn't recognize race. It doesn't recognize political parties. Love only recognizes humanity. And it always has. So what happens when we start to see through the illusion? When we stop fighting? When we stop dividing? When we start listening, understanding, and loving? We create a world that's finally united. A world where we don't need to agree on everything, but we can still respect each other's journeys. A world where the truth isn't a weapon we use to fight, but a light where we shine to guide each other home. This is the awakening. This is the moment where we remember who we really are. And when we remember, we can heal. We can love. And we can finally come together as one. Unity isn't about agreeing on everything. It's about thinking. It's not about thinking the same thing or believing in the same things. It's about honoring what connects us beyond everything. What connects us is the human experience, the essence of our being. The recognition that beneath all of our differences, we are made of the same divine energy, the same universal love. And that, my friends, is where the true power of unity lies. It's not about agreeing on every political stance, religious doctrine, or social issue. It's about seeing the sacred in each other, even when we don't understand each other. It's about recognizing that connection transcends division. I'll be honest. This wasn't always easy for me to kind of understand. There was a time when I thought unity meant we had to agree on everything. That if someone didn't think like I did or believe like I did, then we couldn't possibly be on the same team. But what I've learned, that true unity is not found in agreement. It's found in acceptance, in honoring the differences, and recognizing that each of us in our walking, we're walking our own path, but we're all headed towards the same direction. I remember having a conversation with somebody, and I thought I had nothing in common with this person. At first, I was ready to argue, but then I listened. I really listened. And I realized that we were both seeking the same thing. Understanding. From that moment, I knew unity didn't mean agreement. It meant seeing each other for who we really are. Think about it this way. When we look at the divine, we don't see one thing. We see everything. The divine source is not just a single color, a single face, a single story. It's the whole tapestry of life. And it's just, and just as the colors of the rainbow are distinct, but form a beautiful whole, so too is humanity. Each person is different, is a different hue, but together we create something far more beautiful than any single piece could ever be. The truth is, unity is not about erasing differences, it's about embracing them. When we honor the diversity of our experiences, we honor the divinity in all of us. And when we can see past the surface, past the labels, past the judgments, that's when we truly come together. There's a deeper spiritual truth in this. The divine, the source, the universe, God, whatever you want to call it, it's not divided. It is one. And when we align ourselves with that energy, when we choose to connect from a place of love and understanding, we are stepping into the unity that already exists. We are remembering that we are all made from the same stuff. So, unity. It doesn't mean we have to think the same way or even agree on every issue. It means we respect each other's path. We recognize that no matter how different our journeys are, we are all part of the same divine whole. And that's what makes us one. When we can see each other as divine expressions of the same source, we stop trying to change people. We stop trying to win the argument. And we start honoring each other. Not for what we have in common, but for what we share in the most sacred sense of all. Our humanity. Our divinity. Unity isn't about sameness. It's about connection. It's about remembering that deep down, we are the same. And when we remember that, we step into a power that no division can ever touch. I believe that the same force that created the stars, that moves through every leaf on a tree, is the same energy that flows through each of us. And in that recognition, the recognition that we're all a part of the same divine current, that true unity is born. We forgot that we are all reflections of the same light. And that light doesn't judge. It shines on everyone equally. Next time you feel the urge to judge, to separate yourself from someone, pause, take a moment, take a breath, and ask yourself, what if this person is just another version of me? What if their pain, their fear, their joy is not so different from my own. For me, this journey has been about letting go of old beliefs and that have kept me separate from others. When I stop seeing myself as separate from those I disagree with, I started seeing them as reflections of my own struggles, my own hopes, and that shifted everything for me. We're all walking our own paths, yes, but at the end of the day, those paths all lead to the same place, to love, to understanding, to unity. So let's choose to listen more than we speak. Let's choose to understand more than we defend. Let's choose to love, not because we agree, but because we recognize each other as part of the same beautiful, imperfect, divine whole. Remember this, you are not alone. I am not alone. We are not alone. And when we remember that, when we truly feel that unity, we step into the most powerful force on earth, love. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. And thank you for remembering who you are. And who we are. And who we are is we are one. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in today. Appreciate it. If you guys did like this, I would really appreciate it if you share with a friend, family member, and somebody who may need a little bit of hope in this world. That's what we're trying to do over here at On Me A Talk. So hopefully you guys enjoyed. Have a fantastic rest of your day, and I will see you guys next week.